Are you a woman of color who wants to take up space and own who she is, but people-pleasing and perfectionism's getting in the way? Let me tell you, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unapologetic AF. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, empowerment and embodiment coach, and I'm obsessed with helping you deepen your relationship with your mind and body. Feel courageous to use your voice and give you the permission slip to choose yourself and your desires over everyone else's expectations. Are you ready to stop apologizing and disrupt the status quo? Let's get into today's juice. Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Unapologetic AF podcast. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, and today we're going to be talking about why I've made the recommitted decision to center my work as an embodiment and empowerment coach for those who identify as women of color. Now, in full transparency, I held back on doing this for a while. I did attempt to position myself as a coach for women of color a couple of years ago, but I felt shaken to my core. I felt this constant fear that I was being exclusionary, that by not offering my services for all women, I was going to be seen as a fraud, and the fear of judgment was looming over my head. Who seeks to empower women and guide them to develop a deep relationship with their bodies and who they are, but leaves certain women out of the group chat? Whilst having these fears, I also knew that there were reasons I wanted to do this. Like, it wasn't coming out of nowhere. And as I began to speak to women of color, I realized there was such a need to cultivate spaces that were specifically for us. So, whilst it took me a while to wholeheartedly mind, body, soul commit myself to this, it never stopped haunting me. And now I can proudly say I've landed, I'm here, and let me tell you, I'm staying put. My first reason for doing this is, well, apart from the glaringly obvious fact that I'm a South Asian woman, I look back to when I dove deep into the personal development world during my eating disorder recovery and also my struggle with people-pleasing and perfectionism. In episode 1, I talk about my journey with this and how it's led me here. I'm talking books upon books that were around self-help, reclaiming, remembering, relearning that I was worthy, good enough, capable of overcoming the issues I was facing. Now, I'll give it to these books, they did serve me well. However, upon hindsight, my nuanced experiences as a person of color weren't spoken about. I couldn't pick up a personal development book and expect my specific issues as relates to being raised in a South Asian community to be in there. And well, I guess when you're looking for answers and feel like you need to get out of a hole, it's maybe not the first thing you're looking for. But I wasn't seen fully in a way that would have supported my healing journey. In speaking to many women of color, so many of us feel this way. When I take an objective view of the coaching industry, it's pretty whitewashed. I don't see many women who look like me, nor other women of color. So again, where are my nuanced experiences considered? Where are your nuanced experiences considered? There absolutely needs to be a shift in the industry and what representation looks like. Societal norms need to be challenged. Less of the coaching through a Eurocentric lens and more deeper understanding of what women of color face and bringing that to the forefront of coaching practice. Talking about my scope of practice specifically, there are many reasons, systemic, cultural, generational, why self and body acceptance, deepening your work with you, your body, and taking up space in relationships, at work, in your creative practice, can feel hard. Why people-pleasing and perfectionist behaviors can feel so second nature and get passed down generations. From the outer sphere, we have Eurocentric standards of beauty and body, perpetuated not only by the media, but also shown through lack of representation and diversity across different industries. Fat phobia and colorism are still upheld societally and systemically. And whilst there are so many incredible organizations, movements, and businesses fighting against this daily, that's not to say it's not ingrained in you as a woman of color that a certain kind of perfect appearance is what will grant you success and fulfillment in all areas of your life. From the inner sphere within our homes, we have communities who've developed unhealthy coping mechanisms, unrealistic expectations, outdated rules, and ways of living that can hinder you from exploring what you actually want from and for your life, taking risks, and making bold, fuck it, unapologetic choices. So many of you listening will come from immigrant families, and so deeply ingrained is this need to survive, to become educated and achieve in a certain way, to get the jobs that are less about creative fulfillment and more about making money. And that's understandable why that's the case. For so many of our families, it really was about security and stability. There was no choice. The question of what do I actually want wouldn't have crossed their lips. Desires? What desires? They just had to do what was needed. There wasn't an opportunity to deepen their relationships with their bodies, to release the shame and trauma that was sitting so deeply in their bones. People pleasing and perfectionism just became second nature, all geared for survival. However, now you have a very different opportunity, my love. You get to thrive beyond these behaviors. You get to develop a nurturing, devoted relationship with your body, your desires, with your creative practices, with your voice, with your opinions. You get to go beyond survival and be seen in all of it. At The Crux, I'm doing this to continue opening the door for women who crave spaces where they don't have to over-explain their nuanced experiences to feel seen or just stay quiet because they don't think people get it and so aren't experiencing feeling truly seen at all. It's in the, I understand, I get you, I've been here too, I know where you're coming from, I experienced the same or something similar. It's in the, we have similar backgrounds, we have cultural resonance. Oh, you too? That's what your family told you? Those are the expectations they have of you? Yeah, me too. It's in the, I thought I had to change myself to fit in. And it's so fucking exhausting. These spaces are so important. And I am so grateful that we get to co-create this together, my darling. Welcome. Oof, this felt so cathartic to speak about and to bring to the forefront of conversation and share with you. To recap, I spoke about why I recommitted to centering my work for women of color, the importance of shifting the coaching industry and continuing to strive for representation. Why self-acceptance, taking up space, and deepening your relationship with you and your body can come with obstacles as a woman of color. And the pure exhale that comes with being fully seen in all of your beautiful cultural differences and challenges. In the next episode, I'll be talking about a very special practice I use in my work with you. Dance. Yes, sensual movement has been and will continue to be infused in many of my services. And in episode 3, I talk about why it is key to you unlocking your most audacious self, who gives less fucks and is so connected to your body, your creativity, and self-expression. I'd love to know what your takeaways were from this episode. Let me know if anything I've talked about today resonates with you. Come hang out with me on Instagram. I love a juicy DM. Or you can email me. All of those details are in the show notes. All right, my love, until next time. Thank you so much for listening, my love. I hope this episode has given you the permission slip you need to release what's holding you back from taking up space and showing up in your life as your fully expressed, unapologetic self. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to know what your takeaways were. So drop me a DM on Instagram and let's get into some juicy conversation. Please share with a friend so we can empower more women of color to choose themselves and their desires. Until next time.